Coaches Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to War Memorial Stadium, Laramie, Wyoming, where BYU tonight defeats the Wyoming Cowboys. Final score 34-14. Officially 24,513 in the stands on a beautiful night for football. Beautiful time of the year to be on the High Plains. Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach, joining us now from field level. Coach Kalani, congratulations on getting to 3-0 for a second time in a second year in a row and a fourth time in the last five seasons.
Thank you. I mean, the guys worked hard Glad we were able to come out with the win. Not perfect, but a lot of things that we improved on from last week to now. And I'm excited about the trajectory of this team. I'm excited about the improvement we're going to make from week three to week four, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Laramie's beautiful in September.
It is.
I don't mind it at all. This is nice.
It really is nice in September.
Yeah.
What do you like most about tonight's win?
I like that all three phases were clicking, and it didn't go perfect for all three phases, but I like that they had an impact in the game, you know, and the return, obviously, the field goals. I think the punts, we had one bad punt that I think was a shank. But other than that, the cover on our cover teams were really nice. I mean, they had a very athletic returner on punt return, and we were able to kind of, you know, corral him and not even have him be a factor. And I'm glad that we were able to overcome some. I think we had the early interception and some adversity. I mean, that it was good for Jake to go through that and then redeem himself and be better and make some really accurate throws. I was really pleased with him.
Well, Kalani, I'm seeing a lot of things starting to form and shape that I absolutely love. Last year, watching run defense at times got frustrating, giving up over 180 yards a game. And this year out of the gates, you know, you take off Svoboda, the quarterback's rushing yards. You got 50 yards from these running backs, and you did hold them all together overall, 77 yards rushing on the ground. It just feels like this rushing defense is starting to really solidify, and you know going into Big 12 play you're going to see some big-time running backs. What have you done? What adjustments have you made to get this type of run-stop defense going, and how good do you feel with it being able to hold up against the Big 12?
Well, I think it's a combination of a bunch of factors that go into it. One is that the guys are more comfortable in the system. It's not an easy system to learn, and so year one was we were really trying to get it going. But it was in order for all of it to complement each other, it's a big playbook. And so the guys, it took some time, they got it, and you're starting to see them trust it also, and them trust each other. And then another factor is that the D-line is a lot more physical, you know, and so that'll help in any defense. And so there are a lot of moments where it's only a three-man rush, and they were getting knocked back, and there's a lot of moments where the D-line was just in the backfield, and that helps us a lot. Now, obviously, the competition is going to get better and tougher, but these guys will fight, and they'll give everything they got, and when they can do that and they understand if you look at it, that last drive, I was really frustrated because that's like half the yards that we gave up was on that one drive.
And, yeah, it was.
And we were trying to get the offense out there. We want to get some reps for some of our guys. But the defense, it's valuable reps. It doesn't look good on the stats, but we're sacrificing the stats for some development and some experience. And so it's good film, even though it's frustrating, but it was a little bit sloppy, guys not doing all their assignments. I'd rather learn that lesson now than learn it in real time. And then giving these guys some valuable experience and getting on the field and playing against Wyoming was using their ones. Their starting quarterback was in there. And so just really valuable stuff for our team, and we'll grow and get better from it.
Nine penalties tonight, more than you had in the first two games combined. But I know Hans in particular wasn't necessarily a fan of how the penalties were called or the kind of penalties or what they were looking for. Your thoughts on that tonight?
Yeah, I watched the film. But, I mean, it is what it is. The refs try to call it how they see it, and we just have to do better. It's hard when you have to get used to certain crews and the way they call the games. But We just, you know, we try to get as much information as we can from the refs about what they saw and then try to correct it. And that's with PIs and all those things. And, yeah, it's not – it wasn't as clean as I want it to be because I want us to be more disciplined. But I think it's worth the learning experience for our guys. You know, I thought it was good moments for us. And I hate saying that when you're – you know, to concede the fact that, yeah, we didn't play. It was a little sloppy, but it was good for us. I'm thinking of the long run here. I'm thinking about the you know, conference play and all that stuff and how it could be valuable for us.
Jake Retzloff tonight, Coach, 291 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, pass efficiency rating of 151 for him, which is excellent. And then he ran 6 times for 62 yards and would have gone under over 100 but for a play that was called back. I thought he was excellent tonight.
Yeah, and I thought – what I love is he took care of the football. So, you know, when we ran him the first 2 games, I think he had the ball on the ground 1 time in each game, you know. So it's like, and I think though Southern Illinois, we recovered that one, the one against SMU, they got it. So I like that he was better with the ball security in terms of the fumbling, but and I like that he picked his moments. I thought he had great footwork in the pocket. I thought he avoided some pressure. It's like all the stuff that it was just looking really nice. It looked like he was in rhythm and he was getting some throws. And then it also looked like he was going off target and getting off, you know, running and throwing the ball. And there's some that I know he wish he had back again. And so there's room for him to even improve and get better. And I can't wait to work on that this week and be excited to be in Lavelle Edwards Stadium again.
So, Kalani, Chase Roberts, I think, is one of the best BYU wide receivers I've watched play. I think his physicality, his size, just incredible. And he's able to pull down 130 yards tonight. We saw Darius Lassiter with 3 catches. He had a nice touchdown. You got JoJo Phillips, who had a couple for 22. And, you know, we came out of that SMU game saying, man, did they get it to their stars enough? Did they get it to their playmakers enough? Was that an emphasis coming into this game against Wyoming? Because it felt like it was early to Chase Roberts, and then it got going often.
Yeah, and we have a lot of weapons on our team. And offensively, we have guys that can do so many different things. And so and as long as Jake's – and whoever the quarterback is just doing it within our system, we're going to be really good. And sometimes Chase is going to get most of the catches. Sometimes others will catch it. It's just we have to just kind of play. I look at how Wyoming is trying to play us. They're taking away the run game,
yeah,
loading the box, and trying to do a lot of movement up front. And we were, in some ways, we were just trying to ram the ball in there and just trying to force it, which I don't mind sometimes, Hans. You know, sometimes you just have to – show
absolutely
that you can be physically dominant.
Got to give that to your line.
Yeah, the problem was that we weren't making the yards, but the yards started to see it at the end, towards the end of the game, where guys were breaking tackles and going through. I'd like to see that show up a lot earlier. You know what I mean? And that's an entire offensive. I mean, the run game depends on everybody doing their job, and so I think we can get that even cleaner and get it going a lot earlier. But man, the guys play tough. And sometimes if they're going to let us throw the ball, then that's what we got to do.
Kalani and the Cougs go to 3-0. 34-14 is our final. We'll come back after this with more from the Cougar head coach. As we go to break, we'll tell you that coming up after the break is the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. More with the coach next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Listening to the Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU opened the scoring. Would take a 14-0 lead before the Pokes scored. BYU outscores Wyoming 34-14 for the final. BYU's now won 8 straight games when scoring first. The Cougars defeat Wyoming for the 10th consecutive time. Here's the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. We've talked about it. We'll talk about it with Kalani now. 0 sacks allowed tonight by BYU, Kalani, and that makes only 3 sacks given up in 3 games. Your thought on a sack-free game by Wyoming?
Yeah, that's awesome for us. I mean, I look at how many times we threw the ball, too. So, and a lot of it was, I think just a great setup, and then we had the quarterback be able to scramble when we needed it. And things are starting to really click. If we can get this rhythm and keep the momentum going, I think we can do some really fun things with this offense.
Talk about Caleb Etienne and his improvement and his evolution as a player and what you're seeing from him this year, Kalani.
There's NFL scouts that come to practice every day to see all our guys, and he's one of the main targets. And you can see how the difference that it's made. I have to give a lot of credit to Connor Pay and Kime and all the other guys that have brought him along. There's a really cool culture. Hence, you know how this is when you're playing up on the line of scrimmage. Those guys just they take care of each other, and then you add T.J. Woods into the mix, and I think he's able body, but he's willing to do whatever we ask him to, and such a great teammate for our guys. I'm so proud of the way he's playing right now.
Kalani, you have more fourth down conversions than you have third down conversions over the last two games. Your thoughts on how that whole dynamic is going in terms of you can't think solely about third down because sometimes you're going to go for it on fourth and BYU does really effectively. Just thoughts on how frequently you're moving the sticks with the plays you want to see made.
Well, I think that knowing that my feelings on fourth down and that we're able to, I mean, you know how I am with it. So I think that sometimes gives a little bit of relieves a little bit of the play caller's issues. You know, when they feel so much stress on trying to get first downs and get chunk yardage, I think, you know, if we can be in a situation where I feel good about the conversion, I'm going to just go for it, man. And I think what that does is I don't know if this is a direct correlation, but it allows us to get chunk yardage because we're able to throw the ball downfield at times too, and I like that feeling. I like the system. I like the way it works. I like how it complements each other, and it's not just like we're just making these decisions to go for it, and without any analytics behind it or even the feelings of what we have. And I think we're starting to understand a little bit more. I just like to see. I've said this before. Let's just get it done on third down though, like because these third downs are very manageable. You know what I mean? But I think we know we can lean on the fourth down conversions if we have to, but I think it would be a lot less stressful if we can just get some stuff going. And a lot of it was just, you can see some of the mistakes that we can fix. They're so fixable, guys, and I think that'll improve it. I don't want to get so caught up on the third down conversions as much as I'd like. Let's just operate and let's just play clean football, and everybody does their job. When we do that, good things will happen, and our third down conversions will go well.
So, Kalani, at the beginning of the week, you came right out front and said L.J. Martin, Hinkley Rapati will not be available coming into this week. And you kind of put it to rest and put it to bed, and then we started talking about Miles Davis and Sione Moa and potentially taking the red shirt off Pokai Honga. Give us kind of your idea, kind of your plan going into Kansas State and prep as far as the running back room, maybe who you expect or what you saw today or kind of the angle that you're going to work with your running backs going into this week.
Well, I think we're in a situation where we have to do it by committee right now, and I'm okay with that. You know, I was so proud of the way the guys took the field, and Miles and Pokai and Sione, those guys are awesome. You know, and I mean, Pokai to get in there and be in a high-stress moment and do the trick play, you know what I mean? And it's like, it was just, Sione ran the ball. They all ran the ball really nicely and took care of the football. And we got our yards eventually as we started plugging away. But they also did a great job in pass pro, and they did a great job catching the ball. So we've been bragging about the running back group for a while now. Just a lot of people just got to trust that we know what we're doing with the running back position. I remember nobody knew who Tyler Algier was. We found him, and we developed him and got him where he's at. And these guys are headed in the right direction. Harvey's done a great job with the running back room, A-Rod and T.J. Woods. Those guys are the offensive staff have done a great job with them. So I have a lot of confidence that they'll get the right guys ready.
Okay, finally, Kalani, your last two comments will be a thought about playing in Laramie and fans from both sides here and then getting into Big 12 play starting next Saturday against Kansas State.
Yeah, love our fans that were here. Amazing. The Royal Blue was out there. It was popping. And I'm just really happy to be here in Laramie. I was so happy to be here in September. I'm in shorts and a T-shirt, you know, and I'm flip-flops. I'm looking around like, this has never happened, Hans. I've never been here this much. And, I mean, the drive over from Cheyenne to Laramie was, it was gorgeous. I mean, I was like, I don't know if I appreciated the landscape enough when I was a player here.
Not a chance.
I'm sure it was beautiful in the winter as well, but like, there's just something special about being here. The fans are great. They love their team, and it's okay if they're a little mean sometimes, but the majority of them were so kind and so nice, and even after the game, they're great. And so I wish Wyoming the best of luck. It's good to be here. It brought back a lot of memories from when I played and coached against out here in Laramie. And, man, but I was so happy to see our fans just enjoying it and having so much fun. And I'm so grateful that we have a great fan base that shows up and cheers on our boys. I hope they know how much we love them. And those that are driving right now, we love you guys so much for making the trip. Thank you so much.
Hey, now it's into the Big 12 for you.
Yeah, Big 12, let's go, man. This is what we've been waiting for. We knew that there's a chance we'd be 3-0. Here we are. We're kind of looking forward to getting better. We want to play our best ball next week. I felt like we played our best ball this tonight of the year. Now we're looking to play our best ball next week against a great Kansas State team. And, you know, Chris Kleiman is a really good coach, good friend of mine. So I'm looking forward to the matchup. And I'm so excited to be back home, man. That place is going to be rocking. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, Kalani, just a split second. Can you give me a Jay Hill update? Was he back to full service and full duty?
Jay was doing great. He's still in the box, which I think he likes it. It's kind of cool because he's in the box and I'm on the field and we share some notes and we talk. It's a really cool dynamic. However, he was trying to get in the dance party in the locker room. I had to grab him and pull him out and say, Jay, just take it easy, buddy.
What is he thinking, man? He's the running man. I know he loves it.
He loves it. He loves these boys. He loves BYU. He loves what he's doing. And I'm so happy to have him with me, man. This is so much fun.
Kalani, thank you as always. Safe travels. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys. Brother. Go Cougs. Thank you.
All right, that's Kalani Sitake. BYU 34, Wyoming 14. Head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys, Jay Sawbill, spoke with the media after tonight's game. We thank our audio engineer, Clark Jackman, for being on the scene to grab these postgame comments.
It sucks.